All right. No intro because there's nothing to hide in or hide behind. But we're definitely live and we're back with another episode. Not a traditional one. It is Saturday right before the big Leo Santa Cruz and Carl Frampton rematch. And me and my buddies over here, my co-hosts, we decided that we were going to go back and rewatch some tape on this fight in build up to the fight this evening. So I'm going to head on over to the Sunshine State, the true Sunshine State, because a Floridian called in and, you know, he digged into Matt. So,
watching them think what's going on, brother. I know you want to sit in on this.
We're going to head on over to a doctor, the Sunshine State.
Boxing MD.
What's going on?
Is that a fair statement to make? You have to be honest with yourself.
I don't know what did the caller get angry at you?
At me. Yeah, he got angry at me.
Yeah. Florida is the Sunshine State. It is the state that we get rain. We don't live in a desert. You know, so.
Hey, we got a lot of rain this month. We're out of the drought. Have you heard?
I know.
We're no longer in a drought.
So your Scott Brown could calm down about the, you know, the issues and on hand. But anyways, we are here to preview a fight of the year candidate in Leo Santa Cruz, Carl Frampton won, a fight that some people even had Leo winning. So, you know, I'll give my picks officially on this show because I was unable because of, you know, being a medical student is tough. Wasn't able to make the show, but I expect another great fight and possibly a fight of the year candidate in actually the fight before Mikey Garcia versus Lotz Cannon. This fight won't be as exciting.
And Matt, you already introduced yourself. So how are you doing over there?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It is sunny over here in sunny California, you know, the golden state, you know, the better state, obviously. But I digress. Back to the fight. The first fight was awesome. You know, Leo Santa Cruz, I think a lot of people, because of just the nature of how we romanticize things and how we, you know, change our perception of history often, we now think that Carl Frampton almost washed Leo Santa Cruz. And in fact, you know, like MD said, some people even scored it for Leo Santa Cruz. It was a tightly contested fight. And I think even Leo Santa Cruz's cardio in the fight was something to behold because he was coming on really strong in the last four or five rounds. And I think that, you know, we're going to see in this fight what I've been seeing, you know, watching this fight throughout the week, because I've watched it a few times, is that Leo Santa Cruz, when he makes it a dogfight, I think it's the better of Carl Frampton. When it's pure boxing, Carl Frampton just has everything better than he does. He does everything better.
Yeah, and you hear that. That's a true hipster, someone who film studies the film before the film study, TBV edition of film study. You know what I mean? So Matt's going back doing his homework, has his you know, talking points available. And
hey, I got no notes.
For the UK guys or whatever, the fight, the show card starts at 10 p.m. on Showtime. It's 10 p.m. Eastern Central Time. That'd be 7 Pacific Coast time.
So we do want to let everyone know that the link to the fight, mine's apparently disappeared. This fight is it's ridiculous here. Let me try this one more time. But we're going to post it in the chat below and you guys could follow along with us, obviously, which would be, oh, that's right, I do have it here. Okay, so we're gonna start off at the 15 and 15 second mark. I'm literally posting the link right now below the very last link. So if you're listening, it's not at the top. You're gonna have to scroll down. Okay, it's underneath the iTunes link.
And PBC / Showtime has done an excellent job at keeping this off YouTube, it seems like.
Which doesn't make any sense at all. You would figure they want you to watch the first one in anticipation for the second one, kind of build up maybe. I don't get it.
They post their other fights. So like Leo Santa Cruz, Abner Mara's, that full fight is up on Premier Boxing Champions YouTube account. So is Carl Frampton versus...
they post every fight except for the fight that everybody should watch before this fight. You know what I mean? The fight that will get the casuals, if someone's watching boxing on, damn, that's a good fight and they're fighting again. So I agree with Ness. It should be... you know, shown around. It's free advertisement. Good fights are free advertisement.
Definitely should be accessible. But, MD, count it off, right? Let's start.
Yeah, so just 3, 2, 1, start.
You went over the instructions already. Remember, obey my commands.
We should mute it because it's
Who's got? Do we all have English?
It's Russian. Well, it's English from the ring announcement.
Referee knows English. Okay. No problem. So, you know, for those that are obviously watching along with us, it was definitely a sold out crowd. We're going to see Santa Cruz do that thing with his wrist, man. Somebody should keep a counter on how many times he actually does it.
If it was if it was a drinking game, you'd be like blacked out after the second round. He does it almost every 10 seconds.
I know.
Crazy. Oh, he did it right now. He just did it.
Dude, well, the thing is, he does it so much, it's hard to time. And even Carl Frampton, who counters well, it's like if you do something all the time, it's not like it's a tick. It's not a giveaway necessarily.
Dude, why is this only full screen or nothing? Like, oh, it's corny.
I mean, just adjust, you know. I'm sorry, Ness. Do you have the violin soundbite?
I don't know. Mine's is buffering because I chose
the. What time on the round are you at, MD?
I'm at 16:06.
All right, in the round, 224, 223,
220. Okay. Man, I'm behind. I'm at 237.
We'll catch up. I'm a little bit ahead. I'm at 215.
All right, we're about the same place, Matt. All right. 212, 211, 210.
Carl was so confident. Hand down that lead, left down.
He's already that lead left down is makes him open to that right hand by Leo Santa Cruz. And Leo Santa Cruz really doesn't throw it a lot until the later half of the fight. And you're going to see it that he's open to that right hand.
It's funny you say that because Leo landed the right hand a couple of minutes or seconds before you did mention it.
And no matter what, and just aesthetically speaking, like the tick is annoying.
He's doing the head thing a lot.
The tick is annoying.
He's not giving anything away, though. In all reality, he's not throwing off of it.
I changed every battery today, dude. Do you still hear it? Are you saying my tick or are you saying
No, the tick on his hand.
Yeah, Leo said.
I was about to say, dude, I changed every battery. I got tweets. I woke up to tweets this morning. I said, fuck, MD made me look.
Did you see where right there? Carl Frampton doubled up on the left hook and landed like amazing with the second one. I mean, that's the thing. It's like when they throw punches, he gets off first. He has shorter arms and he's quicker. And I think this is
Frampton's true talent is
Leo can't cut off the ring.
Distance, you know, look at how he's able to take a step back, kind of always get away of Leo's attack. He's got good footwork, man. He's got good sense of distance too and range.
He doesn't really land that clean at all, Santa Cruz, this whole fight so far in the first round. The minutes
second
ago.
Round,
he landed a couple right hands, like maybe two clean, maybe. But again, I don't think Leo Santa Cruz can cut off the ring that well. I think that's one of his fatal flaws, is that Carl Frampton's always able to escape out that side door.
And let's not pretend Leo Santa Cruz is a pound-for-pound level fighter necessarily quite yet because
he's a good fighter.
Yes, but his only notable win before that was Abner Mars. Before that, he never really
quality win.
Right, correct. But before that, we were begging him to fight somebody. And then he beats Mars, who's a smaller fighter, and then Frampton outclasses him. So he's a good fighter, but I don't think he's necessarily.
You can't say who's a smaller fighter because all these guys were coming up around the same time and moved up around the same time. I mean, you know, what's funny is that I bet you Leo was just as shocked as I was that his height and range wasn't going to be any use in this fight. Because
well, he uses it a little bit right there, like when he chooses to jab, but he often gives up his height. Okay, so I'm at the end of the first round.
Yeah, me too.
And they're watching.
Leo Santa Cruz does not have a powerful jab. I think that's another flaw that he has. That is, his jab is not authoritative in any state.
I'm pausing it because we don't have, I guess, it's the second round's about to start. So is that where you're at, Matt?
No, hold on.
This guy's got the
boom. Ring. Got it. Let's go.
Okay, so at 19:03, Ness for us. All right, I'm starting it.
At three, hold on. All right. One, two, go.
All right.
I'm at 252.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at too. So, yeah, I mean, they start out like Ness. He immediately gives up his height in the beginning of the round. He just stands in the middle of the ring and they bang it out.
I think he needs to do that to win, though. I don't think he can go tit for tat at long range with Carl Frampton. I think Carl Frampton's the better boxer.
Damn, that was a good right hand by
Leo. I think Leo Santa Cruz needs
squared up right now.
Like punch combinations of threes and fours. You can't throw ones and twos.
How does this fight get any better than this? I mean, Leo is doing all that he could do. It's just that Frampton is more accurate and
it's quicker.
Pine, yes. You know, but it's not just the hands.
Make a dog fight. Like right here, man. Leo Santa Cruz is doing some good work. If he can outpace
Carl
Frampton in the pocket.
But they're not looking sexy, those shots.
But they can win rounds. That's the thing. That's all you need. Oh, he literally, these guys are going to win by knockout.
Is it Frampton's a better combination puncher, man? When he stops, you know, going backward and he plants his feet, he lands a 2 and 3 punch combination.
He's definitely flashier, like Ness said too. And I know it's, you know, you get the judges' advantage when you throw off beautiful combinations like Frampton's.
Yeah, you seen that left hook? He's got some power.
Boom! Good right hand by Leo Santa Cruz.
Oh, good right hand by Leo. He kind of used that forearm and just landed that good right hand after using the left arm forearm.
But then Frampton comes back.
Good right. Boom. Good right by Carl back.
You think that Leo should have been attacking there because he's known to be the aggressor, or was
Leo needs to be the aggressor? He needs to be up close.
See right here. Is he taking a rest, or is he? You know.
Yeah, are you at a minute and 15?
I'm a few behind you, a few seconds behind you.
15.
Okay, so
I'm a little bit ahead of Ness by like a second.
All right, 107, 106.
Yo, is that Frampton? Yep. Such good, like his lateral.
This range wins the entire fight.
He's slicker than Leo, bro. The way that he's able to just like dip around and look.
Yeah, but that's how he is. He's, when you're smaller, you have less reach, but you also have a smaller target. Oh, that's where he hurt him. And I think that should have been.
Was crazy.
I feel like that could have been scored a knockdown.
Yeah, but no. It wasn't that bad.
Went down.
Well, the rule is if the ropes are there. Exactly. And yeah, I think it did.
Who's to say that if the ropes wasn't there, he wouldn't have caught his balance?
I don't know, but that's a judgment call. And I think the referee could have made that call.
Leo in the pocket right here is landing good shots. That's what Leo needs to do the entire fight.
Would you have a problem if they called it?
Was out of desperation, though, Matt. Like, he was just holding down, you know what I mean? He felt that Carl Frampton was on top of him because he stumbled him.
Yeah.
You know, but I agree. I just think he needs to be the dog in the fight. He can't be the boxer.
What a
and unfortunately,
body shot by Frampton. That left his body.
That was a nice body shot. Ooh, good right back by Leo.
Good left, straight left by Leo. Yo, listen, Leo.
So the first two rounds definitely – first two rounds definitely went to Frampton.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Like,
I like Frampton's work way better, but I can see someone giving it to Leo because of activity.
Round? The first round.
No way.
Dude.
Activity?
Come on. The first round is close.
I don't think so.
Look, even in this round, he hasn't landed, but he's thrown already at least 12 punches. Frampton's taking this off. It was already 233. He hasn't thrown not one punch, jab, nothing.
Threw a lot of punches at the end of that last round.
Yeah, he's taking it.
I'm about to start the second round.
We're a little bit behind us.
All right.
Start of the second. I'm at the third. Oh, shit.
Oh, third. Sorry, third. My bad.
We're at 212.
I'm 217. This is
you didn't miss any.
This is why we need to be in studio. Head on over to Patreon and support us so we get that studio going and we're watching all.
Right, I'm going to pause it so you can catch up to me for a second.
One big old LED or something.
203, 202.
Yo, Frampton literally hasn't thrown anything yet.
Yeah, he's losing this round.
There you go. He threw a couple. And that's all. The funny thing, he's so good with that hook. I love when he does that little kind of ninja-like moves and he ducks down even lower than his short self.
See, this is Santa Cruz's by far his best round. And then Frampton is taking off, but
Is it that Frampton is taking off? I mean, in the round where Frampton is taking off, you would expect Leo Santa Cruz to bring more pain, and he's not.
But he's getting countered if he commits to the inside. But it doesn't matter. He's keeping him at the end of his punches.
Countered at range, in my opinion. He's not getting countered on the inside nearly as bad or as often at range.
Listen, Leo has more success when he goes like that, forward with the jab. He's got to double and triple the jab, and then it makes Frampton kind of step back. Because if he just goes in like this, Frampton is – oh, what an uppercut by Frampton. Damn.
His arms are so short. They're so short.
When Leo lands, it doesn't look – you see, this is why I think that the punches of Frampton, you know, they're being scored for the judges better because they look sexier. That uppercut is something you're going to remember. Oh, and the combination – I mean, the way he's throwing combinations, how could you not?
Ness loves the slickness.
Oh, I do.
I have to admit.
Dude, he's just – yo, because look, he's such a little guy, and he's like, fuck it, I'm right here, bring it. But he's just slicker than him. So he's like, when he comes in, look, he's even fucking playing with his gloves. Even when he comes in, he's like, he dips out the way, and boom, boom, hits him with at least two shots, man.
But he's not.
Hey, that's what I like, that he's making him pay.
Is it fair to say that he gets hit a lot more flush than Lomachenko? Because
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course, because look, he's setting traps, man. You're crazy. Lomachenko ain't doing this. Lomachenko is more.
No, because he's better. He's better at it.
Yeah, but Lomachenko's more like Leo Santa Cruz, where he's being offensive. So you don't know how it's going to look.
Nothing like Leo Santa Cruz-ness.
Listen, in the sense that he's coming forward, making the fight, you don't know how it's going to be. This is a counterpuncher. This is what they live for. You don't know if he counterpunched the shit out of Lomachenko.
Who? Frampton?
Frampton.
You guys starting round four?
I'm just letting it roll, bro. I'm looking at Barry McQuiggan right here.
Yeah. It's about starting right now.
It started. Round four. I just like the work that he does better. Even his defense is better, man.
Who was that last round to?
Frampton.
Really?
Yeah. That last round was the only round I could have given
him. How could you forget that uppercut?
That's one punch.
Yeah. On
did
top
it knock him down? Did it hurt him severely? No.
All the other combination punches that he did throughout that round.
Yeah, but Leo Santa Cruz was working him for the first 2 minutes of the round.
The first minute of that round, Frampton took it off, and I already complained that Leo wasn't doing enough when he won that part of the round. He won based off Frampton not doing enough. It wasn't because he was.
That can still happen. Punches. Yeah, that's how you can win a round off of that. No,
but it wasn't based off him landing punches. It was him just being more active. So when Frampton picks it up in the end of the round and lands serious blows, he can easily outweigh what Leo did with those little mediocre jabs. Get out of here.
You landed one serious blow.
Let's see what the judges did. Let's see if the judges
and
did.
Serious. It's just flashy.
Regardless, this is Frampton started out this round much more active, going to the body.
Yes, he did.
Throwing combination punches.
Ooh, that left hook to the body.
He's in control of this round. So right now I have a 3-1.
But I don't think he likes the pressure
two rounds to one.
In this round. Even though he's landing good counter shots, he's using his left hand kind of like jousting with it, you know, kind of like a stiff arm.
Yeah. And he misses wildly sometimes.
A good body shot.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, but damn, Frampton would have like a up jab uppercut type thing with the left. Oh, another left hook. That left hook is just murder, man.
Yeah, like Frampton's arms are so short, sometimes his hooks will look like uppercuts because he's not able to turn his arm fully around. Because it's like you don't have to turn. Did you know what I'm saying? If your arms are shorter, it's kind of like, you know.
He's coming right from the inside, like underneath and in the inside and right up into Leo. Leo can't do anything about it. It's right through the middle, but from a lower position, and he just pops up. Man, that left hand is landing like crazy on Leo. Leo's jab is not assertive either.
Leo's footwork is awful.
Forget the footwork. It's that jab. Look, he's just putting it out there like, yo, I got to do something. Let me just throw this.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a jab. He doesn't really have a jab. He's a long-rangey guy with no jab.
It's sad because as active as he should be working on that
he's
jab.
A volume puncher. He's always
Wilder
been a volume.
Has a better jab than him.
I don't know about
Ooh,
that.
Good right hand by Leo.
Oh, yeah. It's way more authoritative than his
jab. It's right hand by Leo. Okay, Leo.
Different.
Come on. There he goes.
It's a weird comparison. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, he does that shaking all day. There he goes. Oh, my fight stopped.
So did mine.
Oh. What the?
Guys, get some nice
ads. It's back.
13 seconds.
This is real. Yeah, go over to Patreon, please.
You know, Showtime. Help us out here. We're promoting your fight. Get us the actual fucking tape. You know, we're over here like.
The actual fucking.
You know what I mean? We're getting like fucking Russian streams.
I know.
Yo, Leo's barber, man. Credit to Leo's barber for real, bro. Like,
you guys starting the next round?
You got taped up right before the fight?
Yo, that haircut fucking is holding up, bro, with all the punches. Like, fucking great haircut, I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys starting the next round or what?
Yeah. 246. What about David Lemieux's haircut during the glove?
No. Going Triple G? No, he was sweet, bro. That was perfect, man. That was like, he was like the ladies' magnet.
Do you see what his haircut's like now with his beard?
I hate that Leo smiles in this fight, man. Like, stop. You're not friends right now.
This is
Leo trying everything himself. You see him try to get a little slick himself? It's like things are not working. He should relax with that for sure.
Let
me mimic Carl now.
Yeah, it's not a good look. So I have it 3-1. Leo only has the third round.
Yo, black socks always look weird with athletic gear. I don't understand that.
Not if you have black shoes.
What time you at, MD?
Leo looking like he got
157.
Shoes with church socks.
Okay, I'm a little bit ahead of you.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's a bad look. But if you have dark shoes, black socks is not the bad look, I don't think.
Yo, Carl Frampton doesn't fear anything. I wonder if he's going to knock Leo out this time around, because look how aggressive he is in this one. I mean,
The shots he takes in that 10th and 11th round, he won't want to just go in there recklessly.
Well, my official pick for this fight is I have Carl Frampton winning on a wider point decision, a little wider than the first one.
I do too.
Other than that little stagger, he hasn't really shown that he can hurt Leo. But look at, I love it. I love it.
Frozenness.
It did. It froze right in the middle of him doing some fucking greatness.
Yeah. A Matrix shit right there. It was nice. I got an HD right here. It's pretty good.
And hipster Matt, I also have Mikey Garcia with a knockout against Lotta Cannon.
And to be honest, that is impressive to see a guy like Carl do that, you know? Those slick moves like that.
I was shocked that not one caller had Zlatan Khan. I was shocked.
Mikey Garcia is the truth. You'll believe after this fight, he's the real deal. He's a special talent.
On the outside, for what reason, man? He needs to be...
Who? Carl or Leo?
Leo needs to come in. Why is he on the outside right now? And look at that.
He needs to let his right hand go. I know he's going to risk getting upper, but he needs...
Is he hurt? Is he tired? Okay, right there.
He's taking rounds off, I think. He's taking...
No. He's having a problem timing him. I don't think it's anything else besides that. Each time he commits, he gets countered, so he's not able to step back, and he's just...
Dude, you know that he's talking about retirement if he can't win this fight? I mean,
he made some decent money. He named his kid after Al Haymon, right?
Sure. Did he really?
Yeah. And you know, Mexicans, you know, they're you know, all us minorities, we're like, we can definitely live with whatever Leo had made back in our home countries. Look at
But he's American, so that doesn't matter.
but he'll go back to Mexico. He could go to Mexico and chill, man.
Yeah, he made a lot of money. He was making like $700,000 fighting no names on undercard. So he was making some
starting round six.
And imagine how much he's getting for this one. You know, probably not as much as he got for the.
I think it's out there. Isn't it a million? I don't.
Is it that?
He got a million, and I think Carl got 1.5.
Yo, that's kind of good. Al, you know, a lot of people were saying he was overpaying, but he's kind of settled out, and big fights are like 1.5.
Well, that's, I think, fair market for these guys. These guys are making a good living, and they're good fighters. They're not superstars, but a million five.
Even the Thurman Porter was around that 1.5. Yeah. I wonder, you know, I can't wait to see what Danny Thurman are getting now. How much of a spike?
No, I wouldn't say no. Nobody's getting $3 million on PBC. Who's getting
1.5, two, maybe?
Right hand by Leo. Yo, people talk about other fighters landing shots by Leo. You don't even know if Leo's looking or not. Another good right hand by Leo.
Yeah, but the inside game
having success. He's gonna have to take that Margarito route. Look, another right hand by Leo. And
he's gonna get hurt. He's gonna get hurt. Boom! He takes a Margarito approach because he gets countered so cleanly. Look at that.
Leo needs to make a dog fight.
Rip them to the body with those two shots.
The only way Leo wins is by a dog fight.
I just don't think he could win that way. It'll look better,
but he can't win by boxing. He can't outbox Carl Frampton.
Yo, the whole beginning of this round, he didn't land any. Now that he made it a dogfight, he's landing shots. There's contact. Look, and now Frampton is even tying up a little bit.
And since he's the bigger guy, he can maybe wear down Carl Frampton on the inside, make him carry his body weight.
Yo, even though Frampton does look the smaller man, he has the way better fucking body. This dude's shoulders are sticking out like he's got shoulder pads.
Because Leo Santa Cruz is skinny as a motherfucker, man. Like, I've been next to the guy. He's skinny like me, and you've met me, Ness. He's skinny like me.
See, look at how he slicked away. Oh, my God. He's so nice. Oh,
God.
Yo, he's like 5'9".
Did you see how he was hiding under his armpit? Like, hey, I'm over here.
He's 5'9", and he makes 122 pounds or whatever he is. So
he's 5'9".
Santa Cruz, right?
He made 122 back in the day. Yeah, he's 5'9".
Damn.
He's my height.
And he can make that body weight. So makes 126.
That flashiness could be his downfall. When Leo becomes committed to the jab. What you mean, nah?
I think the flashiness is when he's the best.
Dude, he landed two jabs, and all he would have to do is follow up with the right. And look at that.
Ooh, he got hit with the right. Right, left.
Damn.
He doesn't follow up.
It backed Frampton up, and obviously neither man has
thrown a punch. Little bit wobbled against the ropes right there. Come on.
Oh, yeah. It backed him up, and neither man has thrown a punch other than Leo since then, and it looks like maybe Frampton's, you know.
Taking a breather, trying to get his legs back under him.
Yeah, but do you think Leo's winning this round? I don't think.
Oh, yeah. This is a Leo round. What's wrong?
The fuck are you – what are you watching here?
I was looking at something else for a second.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, unless Frampton does something big, because he's definitely – ooh, another good left hook by Leo. It's over. No, that's
– right, so what?
Good right and left at the end of the round.
That's a Leo round. What round was that?
That was six.
Six. Hey, this guy's trainer so young, McGuinan, right?
Oh, shit. What did I just do? There you go.
Leo's coming forward. He's picking up that momentum. Good right hand by Leo.
Ness, what are you at? I'm 241, right? 240?
Perfect. Ooh, first time we've been synced up the whole time.
Yeah, congratulations.
Damn it.
Uh-oh. I think Leo's gas is... Come on, Leo. Keep coming forward. Good body shot. Frampton is still not... Oh.
Frampton's... So Ness, you're saying you could...
There you go, Matt. You seen the double jab by Leo? What happened? It made Frampton shell up and nothing come forward. He needs to commit to the jab.
What time you guys at?
Got to keep him busy.
213. So you're saying it's possible to score 3-3. I probably have it 4-2 for Frampton, but you could have it 3-3, right?
Yeah, you can theoretically have that. Yeah, I can see it.
I haven't been writing it down.
The first round, the third round, and the sixth round.
Yeah, okay.
That's and this round, he's doing fucking good right now.
I don't have it that personally.
Oh, look at another left hook.
You have four rounds of two, yeah.
Holy shit, look at fucking Farhood's scorecard. Steve Farhood only gave Santa Cruz the last round.
Yeah, well, that's why we got the volume off.
Damn. Damn, Farhood. Fucking awful scorecards.
I know. You definitely cried when the Andre Ward.
That's it.
We saw it on video. Hey, I don't know what he's doing. He shouldn't even work.
Hey.
I think.
Are you crying about Sergey Kovalev not being enrolled in the clean VADA program with WBC? Because he's not. He's your hero.
He's not. Wait. He ain't my hero. So let's not pretend he's my fucking
hero. He's your hero, okay? But he's not enrolled in your big, huge VADA testing program that you think is the biggest shit in boxing.
The way that I wanted, brother.
Fucking hypocrite, man.
I'm not a – yo, Kovalev is not my fucking hero.
You complain about guys taking drugs and steroids, and your boy, Sergey Kovalev, who you laud as the best light heavyweight, is on
this. He beat Ward.
He's not taking the program. So,
dude, fucking Frampton is so good at getting out of the danger, man. Even with Leo darting in with all that – ooh, counting.
Yo, Matt, is Ward on the program?
Yeah.
Is he, though? Or is he retired? No, I don't think he is.
Who cares?
Damn.
Did that? I'm not arguing about that.
If Frampton landed that right hand, Leo took that pretty good.
I think Cruz is – you think Cruz is winning this round? No, Frampton's doing better work in the middle of this
Frampton's
round.
Yeah, Frampton's winning this round.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Winning this round. It's close, but Frampton's winning.
You guys weren't paying attention.
Yeah,
I actually wasn't because my TV was off.
A big left hook by Frampton, though.
Yo, Cruz is picking it up, though, at the end of this round.
Yeah, he is.
At the end,
when he moves up his jab to the body, he does some really good work too, and puts him like punches after that. I'm just saying, like Leo Sanders does some really good work.
I think he's consistent within the fight. I wouldn't argue with anyone that gave that one.
That's what do you rate the ring girl? Because you were commenting on Leo's hair, so
she was decent.
Too light. Ness doesn't like white girls. Sorry.
Actually trying to get two Corona girls to come to the party.
I thought you were going to say two white girls. What time are you at?
2:42. Yeah. Damn, Leo landed a left hook there.
The Corona girls are like hitting this.
That hurt Frampton. He was stepping back.
Oh.
I hate that twitch in his hands, man.
Why does he have his first name tattooed on his back? Who? It's not even like his surname. It's his first name. It's his
Carl Frampton?
Yeah, like you could have your last name tattooed on
your... I don't know, man. I think Frampton shot.
Maybe it's a family name. Maybe like they're all Carls.
They are fighting right now.
They are fighting.
But Frampton shots look so much tougher. Even though Leo isn't retreating.
He has more snap on his shots, it looks like. Maybe he just turns his shots better. I don't know what it is, but his punches look like they have more...
He has short arms and he could just throw quick combinations. You see Wilder cheesing in the background. wearing a hat and glasses. Jesus.
I hate that glasses indoor shit.
I know. There's no like if you're enjoying he's smiling. He's enjoying the fight. Don't you see it better without fucking glasses on? You're sitting right there, man. Take them off.
It is pretty bright if you're right next to
it. It's got
to
be cool. That's not Wilder. That's not Wilder. That looks like Marcus Brown. That wasn't Wilder.
Man, they would not get Marcus Brown seats that close. What?
Yeah. next to Lou DiBella.
Marcus Brown does not sit right. Marcus Brown does not sit right next to Lou DiBella.
I couldn't really tell.
That is not Deontay Wilder.
I can't see half his face because of the rope. Or sees the glasses and the hat.
You're watching a horrible copy of this fight, okay? First, you seen that last round to Carl, and then you're gonna say that you fucking that's wild.
No, it's because you know, I don't know.
Yo, yeah, that's on the retreat.
That's Wilder, by the way.
Oh, good shot! Combination.
Good one too by Carl Frampton.
I'm telling you, man, I'm excited. I can't wait till tonight. I don't know if Frampton might get a knockdown at least, man. The way that
we got the UFC fight on, it's gonna be just a great night.
Oh yeah, they don't overlap either. They don't overlap.
They all overlap. Fuck.
No, they don't. They don't. They don't overlap.
They don't.
You're blowing it right now. You're letting it slip, kid.
Oh shit! There's HBO boxing too tonight.
Yeah, Francisco Vargas versus Miguel Burchelt and Takeshi Mora versus Miguel Roman.
Are those overlap?
Are you picking Burchelt?
Those overlap.
Are you picking Burchelt?
No, I'm not.
All right.
Horrible with that, man.
I love Francisco Vargas. I think he's a really good boxer, actually, too.
Yeah. I got Vargas.
Like, I can see Vargas beating Lomachenko.
Yeah.
Like,
so, are there any other picks I didn't make? So it's all official, though, on
just the three picks: Francisco Vargas, Miguel Burchelt, Mikey Zlatykin, and then.
All right. I made my picks. How do you think Zlatykin's going to win, on points or knockout?
I think he's going to win on points.
All right.
I think it's going to be really close, though. I can see, like, a fight of the year sort of fight, honestly.
Yeah, that's potential.
But I said on the show, like, obviously you weren't on, but, like, I thought I could definitely see a path of victory for Mikey just using his footwork, setting up traps, landing an uppercut, and maybe knock him out. Like, I could see that. Mikey's really good. Mikey's your favorite.
There's no way.
His left hand is just something else.
There's no way both these fights, like, there's no way that at least one of these fights tonight is not going to be excellent.
Yeah, exactly.
All four fighters bring, like, action and skill, you know.
So. And then you add the HBO card with Francisco Vargas and Takeshi Mora on the card. Insane.
Definitely not watching that one live.
It's going to be this fight. Carl Frampton has been in Las Vegas for, like,
a month. What time you at, MD? What time you at?
206, 205.
Me too.
Yeah.
Carl's been in Las Vegas for, like, a month at the Porter High Performance Center, bro. He's been sparring. Yeah. They've been training. They brought the whole thing. They brought Josh Taylor. They brought everybody. They all working, man.
So I mean,
been acclimated.
So cardio is a big focal point for him in this fight.
Who, Carl, I mean, or Leo?
Carl.
I mean, I'm looking
That's
at I'm,
his I'm, cardio sucked.
I don't think it sucked. I mean,
I don't think it sucked.
This is a high pace, this is a high pace fight, man. 12. Yo,
trust me, next couple rounds.
We're in the ninth round, and I for sure got him winning this ninth already, and he's bringing bombs this round.
There's still half of the round left.
Yeah, and winging bombs. Look at that left hook that just landed.
His cardio is looking fine as of right now. That's for sure.
That does to me.
I mean, his face is a little swollen.
I like when he crowds him like that. You know,
See, right there, that's why Leo's losing. Why is he stepping back?
Good. Do you think overall Carl Frampton's I think he's a less complete fighter than Lomachenko. That's like what I'm saying. Man, defensively,
I want to see him fight Loma.
Yeah, me too, of course.
That'd be such an awesome fight. Oh, my God.
But I think defensively, he's way more vulnerable.
At 130?
Yeah.
Isn't this fight at 130?
No, 126, right?
Is it? Oh, yeah, they both weighed at 125 yesterday. You know, they weighed at 125 for a 130-pound fight. They both weighed 125, right?
No, I think it's 126-pound.
Francisco Vargas? Are you talking about Francisco Vargas, Miguel Burchelt?
No, or I don't know. Didn't someone weigh in at 125 yesterday?
Probably.
What's Rigo doing? Crying, or does he have a fight?
He's got a fight on the February card with Cotto.
Oh, he's fighting
He's fighting somebody that's in the top ten. What are you talking
he's
about?
He's fighting a rabbi too.
No, he's fighting a good fight, Miguel Flores.
Miguel Flores is a great fight.
How funny would it be if Lara he just fought a rabbi and then Rigo fought a rabbi too?
That'd be pretty funny.
Literally, both taking the same career.
Well, I don't know if it'd be funny. It'd probably be ironic.
No, I mean, irony is funny.
Exactly.
Whatever. You guys are just two haters hating on Rigo.
What do you mean? I just said it was a great fight. I said that Miguel Flores is a top five opponent.
Is he a priest?
But then he's not a priest.
You want to make him be fighting a rabbi or some shit.
What do you mean?
Oh, that. Yo, is that Frampton is just so slick. But he takes a lot of time off, man. Leo needs to be Margarito if he wants to get this fight. And he needs to concentrate on the body. The body doesn't move. What's moving on Frampton is the is everything else because he's using lateral movement, hip movement. But that body is going to be there. You know, I hope Leo changes that game plan. I'm pretty sure they watched this fight a bunch of times.
Yeah, but they were talking about him going out there and trying to outbox Carl Frampton. That made me so worried. That's the worst game plan. I
doubt they're going to do that.
What time you guys at?
Yo, I think they should load the wraps up. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
It's that's a joke. Fucked up, MD. What time are we at?
Well, that's how, you know, that's how Margarito beat Cotto, right? So, it's 2:52. That's a joke. Obviously, I don't want anybody getting injured. It would not be fun. But I just don't think Leo Santa Cruz has enough power to win to beat him. It's like he has a lot of slapping shots. They miss his gloves. Then they hit him flush. It's just Carl Frampton's a tough little guy. Like I think he's – I don't think he can move up weight because he's so small. But I think, you know, anything 122, 126, he'll be competitive against anybody. Obviously, the fight to make is him versus Rigo, not him versus Loma.
Nah, I want to see him. I mean, yeah, versus Rigo because obviously there's that, you know.
There's that duck, yeah.
People that think he's ducking
Rigo.
It would be good, but I don't know how well it would do. I mean, Frampton would have to end up being the aggressor because there's two counterpunchers. But I'm interested when he goes to 130 because look at this kid's body at 126, man.
He's small.
130, bro. He'd be fucking a little brick house.
But Ness, he's so he's like short. It's not even just his height.
You'd be so under. He's undersized at this weight class. Yeah. At 130, he's going to be grossly undersized.
That's what I think. Someone like Lomachenko would eat him up because of the
range. Lomachenko can move up to 140, like in his career, or maybe like even like maybe 147.
Lomachenko's like 5'8", right? 5'7", 5'8".
Frampton's
like Carl Frampton's legitimately tops out at 5'4.5", 5'5". He's short.
Yo, as short as he is, he's backing Leo all the way up.
Ooh, good combination. Good
combination punch by Leo.
That was a good uppercut, too, in that combination.
He tried that Dimitri Prague shit. You seen him? He got
he switched over his weight.
That's what Danny Jacobs need to watch this fight. That's how you stop that shit. Throw a right hand.
I mean, it's easier said than done, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, Leo did it. Stop hating.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, happens, Carl Frampton don't hit that hard, right? You
know. Wrong. You know, the point is that he didn't get to hit because the right hand.
I mean, he did. He did break Scott Quigg's jaw pretty nicely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yo, that's definitely not fucking Wilder. Who the fuck is that being shorter?
Is that Peter Quillen?
No, not with a full beard.
I can't even see the beard, but the TV is like really far away from me.
Oh, yo, it could be what's his name? J-Rock. He's got he doesn't have the mustache. He has that beard. You know what I'm saying? So
he doesn't wear like sunglasses and hats like that.
Yeah, MD, you're
wrong.
Oh, okay.
Trump says it.
It's really clean. Everything here is just like a lot of posturing and shit. But I still like the work of Frampton. Yo, he just
won that round. Right
now. He winked his eye at the camera.
I just like, I wonder if like when Carl Frampton was getting tattoos, did he like, was he in different mind frames? Because there's like no flow between any of them. He has
Irish, you know, he was drunk off Jameson and he was like, I want a fucking tattoo, mate. You know,
they're so like, it's, I don't know.
What do you mean? It looked fine to me. You're such a critical person.
Yeah. MD's a hater.
Oh, yeah, he is. Got nothing to do but the hate on this kid. Look at the work that he's doing.
Yeah.
Leo punched him in the butt. And you talking about, oh, his tattoo. Dang, first you mentioned his name on his back. Like, yo, are you watching a fight? Or are you checking this guy's
Ness, body? Ness, if I was getting in the ring, I took my shirt off and I had my name and tattooed in the back. You don't fucking do that, man. Come on.
This guy can't even speak English.
What was that, MD? Sorry, I really didn't understand what you said.
So if Matt Hunter, right, if Matt Hunter was coming to spar MD, right, and is about to get knocked out, and he took his shirt off and he had Matthew tattooed across his back, how hard would you cheese? You would cheese pretty – no, it written in old English too, right?
Old English. Yo, Matthew.
I wouldn't mind if he's fighting the way Carl is right here in the center of the ring just letting his hands go. The guy dug to the body and then to the top with that left.
God, Steve Harhard's scorecard's awful. He's only given 3 rounds in the whole fight.
Given who?
Leo Santa Cruz.
This is a closer fight than I thought it was.
It was.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, good right hand by Leo. Shit. But it did nothing. Frampton's taking these shots very well.
But imagine if those shots were landing in the first round.
This is why I could not give this fight of the year, because besides in the beginning where Leo got hurt, no fighter really got hurt this entire fight.
Damn, it seemed like Leo Frampton just led with his head. Yo, this fight screams fight of the year, bro. They're going back and forth. They're standing there. There's no holding. There's no on the ropes bullshit.
There's not that much adjustment, though. That's the thing. Like, you got to show, like, there has to be, like, chapters of a book, right, for fight of the year.
Yeah, but you know what you're getting when you see Francisco Vargas or Leo Santa Cruz.
I agree. I have Thurman Porter fight of the year. Thurman Porter's my fight of the year. More skill.
Listen, gears are all
different.
Yeah, but the person with gears.
Ooh, great right hand by Leo.
Man, like, why are you expecting Leo to do something? Frampton is the more, you know.
It's an excellent fight. Yo, I'm not saying it's not an excellent fight. I'm just saying, like, you know, it was good. This next fight could be better. I mean,
no, Leo needs to fucking do better use of that jab and that and the cut in the range, the distance. I mean, sometimes he's just standing there letting Frampton get a fucking breather, bro.
David Mustard in the chat said it was a shit fight. What y'all's talking about? Shut the fuck up, David Mustard. Come on. This is a great fight.
Why are you paying attention to the chat?
I love looking at the chat.
Why would you pay attention to someone that...
I'm the moderator. I have to pay attention to it.
But he ain't even making sense.
You shouldn't even be divulging those type of information.
I know, out loud. Whoever the hell he is.
Shutting him down. David Mustard obviously isn't his actual name. It's Mustard.
Wow. Frampton. Oh, man. I wonder what Leo's going to do tonight, man. What is going to be different about Leo?
What do you mean? Like,
sometimes he's using – sometimes he is doubling up the jab and then following with the right, and Frampton is still able to get out of danger. Nothing lands. Like, what could he do differently tonight?
Throw more punches.
That's the game. Oh, good fucking uppercut by Carl.
I mean, it's a volume thing. That's the thing. Like, a lot of these rounds that Frampton's winning, it's because his work is cleaner, and it's not like Leo landed that many more punches. I don't think Leo Santa Cruz is going to ever have the cleaner work. I think he has to throw more punches again. And you're right. He does have to use the inside smart. But I think that he does have success when he chooses to keep Leo at the end of his punches. Look, I mean, those are the best punches. You see with the jab and the, you know, at the end of his punches. He smothers his work sometimes because Carl's so short, he's able to get his punches off quicker.
And I may be different because I think Leo Santa Cruz needs to be on the inside. Okay. He needs to make a dog fight every round, every second.
I think MD's right. He needs a little bit of space because looking towards the end of that replay, you know, that uppercut really didn't land because
when the beginning of the round, when he has space, Carl Frampton's too fresh. His legs are too good. He's going to be able to dictate the pace and the range, so he cannot fight at range.
Carl Frampton is better at long range.
Twelfth round, guys. Just in case anyone's still following, we're at 250.
To throw a lead to 254, 250. I mean 250, 247, 246. No, but you have to close the range. So if Leo uses his range and steps back and throws a jab or a hook, I mean he can land clean. That's what I'm saying. He needs to use his height to win this fight.
Oh, good right hand by Leo over the top.
And they're Frampton's going to
work. He's going for gusto with that left hook. Oh, that's 3 in a row he threw.
Ooh, it's a crazy good round.
Body work. Oh, tripled up to the body, came with scissors with the left hook.
But do you see how calm Carl Frampton is even when he's getting hit in the inside nest?
I don't think those punches, even though they're putting whelps on us, I don't think they have much on them.
Is he tired us? No, right?
I don't see him. So I see him fucking throwing some.
Oh, and he got hit clean. Punches. Still ticking. Still doing the tick, you know, with the arm.
Oh, good right.
Damn. I mean, do you try to take that away from him, or do you think it's just too much?
I don't think you can at this point, you know? He's going to be thinking about not shaking his hand throughout the fight if you know.
Yeah, and then you don't.
Why would he even thinking about that?
If he does it less, then it's going to start to like give away some type of offense, you know?
Yeah.
because it doesn't set up anything. It's not insane.
If I'm Leo Santa Cruz and I went back and watched this fight, what I can see that I need to do is definitely stop taking time. Oh, good left by fucking Frampton.
The left hook is definitely the best punch for Frampton.
Killing him. He even made Leo laugh. You know, when they laugh, they understand, they felt it.
Yeah.
See, right here. He's just waiting. That's time that he cannot afford to give up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, it's just dangerous for him. Look, on the inside, on the outside, it's dangerous for him. Frampton's just sharper, man.
I think Leo's cardio is a bigger issue, to be honest.
Yeah, because he needs to be Margarito, but for 3 minutes.
Yeah, volume. Volume, exactly.
If he wants to win.
Frampton's killing him this round. Yeah, I think.
Frampton is in the 12th round. This guy is making the fight. And Matt, you said that he had the cardio. No, I don't see that.
Yeah.
He's got his lead hand down. I mean, he's confident in it. He's having fun.
And he's getting sloppy too, Leo.
I think that lead hand down is, again, a flaw in his technique.
He's inviting you in. He's a counterpuncher.
It's a flaw if you're losing.
And there's times in these later rounds when he has that hand down way too much and he's not countering because of it. He's not countering off of Leo's right hand over the top of it. He's letting himself be hit, or not letting himself, but he's getting hit by it. That's a correction that needs to happen.
Am I Frampton? Yo, Frampton is a badass, bro. He's going for the knockout here.
So I could definitely see it being like a draw, possibly, but I couldn't see Leo Santa Cruz winning this fight necessarily.
No, I don't.
I could see it maybe being a draw, but like I said, I don't know.
It wasn't a draw, man. I like what Frampton did better. I mean, Leo needs to definitely make some adjustments here in the second fight. He's going to have to cut that distance.
And Leo was definitely hit with the cleaner, flusher punches.
I mean, the work of Frampton was sexier. I mean, we're talking uppercuts. We're talking big left hooks. He went from downstairs, upstairs, upstairs, downstairs. He mixed it up. And like you said, Leo would have to take away that left hook. That was the weapon of choice, and the weapon that was landing the most throughout this fight was the left hook. Can he do that? I don't even know. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Doesn't matter if it is the present, future, or the past. Hitting the thumbs up button will always help with the visibility of the show. We're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. I mean, final thoughts, guys. I mean, a couple of hours now, and we're going to be in the actually, we got a call. Let me go out to the 404 here.
Yo, was that his girlfriend or nah? Leo Santa Cruz, somebody in his little cruise.
Yo, this is GT Kid in Atlanta, man. What's going on, fellas?
GT Kid, what's going on?
Not much, man. Real quick, man. I called in on Thursday. I got Frampton, but Leo Santa Cruz, if you go back and watch, I know you guys just reviewed the fight. He doesn't have levels. You know, all he's got, all he can do is what he does. It's volume, throw a lot of punches. But, I mean, a technical boxer is going to outbox him. Frampton's got a huge reach disadvantage and a height disadvantage, but he outboxed Leo Santa Cruz the first time. And, I mean, I don't see any other way this can turn out any different. I watched the fight again last night, and I just feel the same way. Frampton's going to outbox him. It's cut and dry for me, man.
Totally agree, GT Kid. Thanks for calling in, man. I mean, the way that Frampton is doing it is, you got to ride with his slickness. I love what he's doing. I love how he's doing it. Can't wait for this fight. Listen, everybody watching this now or later, doesn't matter, because we will be back with an immediate reaction show right after the fight. If Mikey Garcia – actually, should we do one on the Mikey? I mean, it's going to have to be short. I know that my man Matt will be able to do it in between the end of...
I will be at Info Joe's house watching the fight, though. I would not be in my studio.
There it is. So, no, we'll be watching... we'll be doing an immediate reaction for the call, Frampton. As far as watching a fight like I did with the Chisora, Dane, I want to, but Enrique changed the plans. He's working late. You know, this guy's a big movie guy. He just got a new script. And, he's working late, man. If he can make it, I'm down to do it. Or if I get some other friends that want to come over and watch it. And, we can do it for sure. But, this has been our review, a little film study here, man. I don't see – I guess the only thing I can see, like I said already, is, Leo having to be more of a – Margarito to get this
I pretty much see ways in the fight that Frampton could win wider.
it's hard for me to see that Leo could win. That's why I'm picking Frampton in a wider decision. I just think that he's a more complete fighter, and like, you know, there's, he's able to adjust and show superior boxing skill and quickness. So Carl Frampton's a good fighter, a special fighter, and I think Leo Santa Cruz, you know, maybe he's met his match.
And MD, you touch at the heart of it that Carl Frampton is a special fighter. He is a pound for pound level fighter. I know that term's thrown out a lot, but he is that. And you look at every single category, every single skill in boxing, Carl Frampton does everything just a little bit better than Leo Santa Cruz. And that counts. And I think he's going to win in a very not wide decision like MD says. I think it's going to be a lot closer. And I think it's going to be a lot more competitive fight in terms of just action. I think there's going to be more action in this fight because they're more comfortable with each other.
Yeah, really quick, we're actually going to stay on a couple of more seconds here. I'm going to just show you guys a quick pick here on a few of the TBV Appreciation Night guest, honored guest. So I've sent myself this picture so that I can screen share it to you. So I want to remind everyone to head on over to the Boxing Voice .com/reunion. And I'm also going to let you know that me and the guys, I don't know about MD, but definitely me, Matt, and Enrique will be doing at least one show each week from here until the appreciation night. Just giving you updates on what's going on, what guests. And the minute I get this email I sent to myself, I am going to show you this little picture I put together of a list of fighters and or trainers that have been invited and confirmed. There are some unconfirmed that are not on this list. We'll go over that. And we will, you know, continue to keep you updated. Again, head on over to theboxingvoice.com/reunion to RSVP your tickets. There will be absolutely no tickets sold at the door. So, you know, if you want to be part of this, head on over to theboxingvoice.com/reunion. Check out the videos, you know, hit that play button. These are just some of the people that will be there. Juwan Guzman, you know, we all know him, you know, for being a world champion, former world champion. Dominican, so I'm excited that he agreed to come. Both Solomon King, Jonathan Guzman, no relation to Joan, and Javier Fortuna will be in the building as well. Super excited that they're going to be coming through. Michael Perez, you know, signed the Golden Boy. You guys know him. Good fighter. Was in some good fights. Last fought with Peter Petrov. Austin Trout will be in the building. I'm excited about Austin, man. We got off the phone yesterday, and he was definitely appreciative and reassuring me that he will definitely be there. We'll have TJ Velasquez and his father, Tom Velasquez. They are both signed. Oh, well, not both signed, rather. The father is the trainer. TJ is one of the Danny Swift Garcia promotions fighters. Speaking of Danny Garcia, I spoke to a couple of people, and we're trying to get Danny to sponsor the event with a couple dozen DSG shirts so we could give away as goodie bags for anybody that is interested. You know, also Jason. Excuse me.
Got any Thurman shirts?
Working on it. I'm working on it. I already.
Spoke what about Angel Garcia?
The invitation is there. He does know. We spoke about it. I personally spoke to him, not through anyone, but it is fight night, you know, even if he tells me yes, right? I mean, it's weigh-in day, right? So even if he tells me yes, I feel like we'll be in the same predicament that we were in when Ward was fighting Kovalev the night before and Virgil was supposed to come accept his award, you know? So does he really come? Even if he says he's coming, I don't know, you know? Is it going to count if he says he's coming and I tell you he's coming? It's only going to count for the people that actually show up and notice that he's there. So Ellie Setback will also be in the building. Tevin Farmer, you know, he's going to have 130 WBC pound strap around this time. And I don't know. Listen, yo, he might be fighting Lomachenko, right? Because he's 130, right? Because I know that he just put out something on his Instagram like, yo, this year I'll be WBC champion 2017. So, like, isn't that Lomachenko's belt? Or is it? No, that's Vargas. Vargas got that title. Okay, but Tevin Farmer will be in the building, you know, and their trainer. You know that Chino Rivas trains both Jason and Tevin Farmer and Jason Sosa. But also, if you see right here on the bottom, he's going to be bringing Victor Padillas, who's his most recent. Well, not recent, because he's had him out throughout the entire amateurs, and this kid's an amateur standout. TBV is going to be right behind him. I'm being told that this kid is guaranteed to be a star. He's been sparring with Collazo, getting Collazo ready for Sammy Vasquez. And listen, man, I wish. I'm trying. I'm working Chino over to see if I could at least give some of that sparring to my Patreon family. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. But Chino will be in the building. Coach Kelly Richardson will be in the building as well. He's there in the picture with Zachary Ochoa. He's going to be coming with Ochoa, Zachary Ochoa from Brooklyn, up and coming prospect from.
What about Heredia?
Angel, because it's funny you said Heredia. Yeah, I contacted Herrera. I thought it would be cool to have Herrera there and kind of watch his fight with Danny, you know, on the projector, because we got a beautiful projector. This party is going to be amazing. Head on over to theboxingvoice.com/. It's going to be amazing.
Would Danny allow that, or would he?
Do you mean? This is my party.
He would make you burn all your he would make you burn all your Latin Goonies gear.
Well, if Angel's there, we're Angel like a.
I mean, if they don't give me any Latin Goonies gear, I can't burn any. But speaking of Latin Goonies,
Matt, if Angel's there, would you freak out? Would you freak out or no?
Why would I freak out?
Would you get angry?
He's not Paulie.
Speaking of DSG, as you can see, Matt is going to be there. You always see him in the corner on every big fight. He's in working the corner. You know, he's part of the team. And the strength and conditioning coach, Tony Davis, will also be there. So it's – and Oscar Moreno, the young prospect. You know, and this – we just started.
But is Danny too Hollywood the show? Come on. If Danny's listening – like we used to have him on the show.
It's the biggest fight of his life.
Oh my!
Listen. I mean, Virgil Hunter.
Correct. You're right. That was MD made an honest mistake.
Well, I mean, Virgil Hunter isn't even the fighter. And Virgil's a straight up dude. He's not like Angel that's jokey. You know, he doesn't. Is like, how you doing, Matthew? Yeah. Well, you know, he needed to throw more punch. Like, he's a straight up guy. He's not playing any games. So I think that if he could not make it, and he told me, he said, Nesta, I could at least come for 1 hour. I was like, well, that's more than enough. I understand. And he still did not make it. I think it's impossible to have Danny be there. If he comes, listen, don't get me wrong. You see the guy with the DSG shirt and DSG hat? Well, he's still pulling it. He's still trying to pull it off. He's still trying to get us a couple dozen DSG shirts. He's still trying to get at least Angel to come through. He's still going to ask both of them.
How do you feel about that logo, though, honestly? It's kind of infringes upon Dolce & Gabbana.
I mean, does it?
Yeah.
The fact that you know that and the fact that you care is really smart.
What do you mean, Gabbana? The fact that I know that? Come on. Like,
Dolce & Gabbana is...
First off, it's a unisex brand, so it's not like it's like a women's clothing.
No, it's not about that. It's just that, like, you're just like really high into fashion, and
anyway,
you know, yeah, I like having expensive clothes.
How dare they infringe on my Dolce & Gabbana? You know, the elitism there.
These two guys, you guys go
out. No, not elitism. I'm saying, like, if you're trying to make a logo yourself, right? Like the Tim Bradley logo is pretty unique, right? The Manny Pacquiao logo is pretty unique. Even obviously the Floyd Mayweather logo is unique. I mean, the Cotto logo is unique. What the fuck is that? That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so that being said, this has been a little update, but like I said, we're going to make sure that we do. And Willie Monroe, you know that he was on the list last time, and he was even
in. I was bummed.
Yeah, no, and yo, I would show you the text, but that would be totally disrespectful. But, you know, he's like, look, I'm glad you guys even considered me after, you know, the last time. I wasn't on my own time. I went in someone else's, you know, car, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Point is, he coming for sure. And that's going to be awesome, you know. We got a lot of Hispanic fighters. I still got more on tap, like I said, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to just – are you even giving this guy an opportunity to talk, yo? Matt. But what I'm going to do is invite more people than ever because things happen, right? Like right now, Austin doesn't have a fight. Austin can still get a fight. Tevin doesn't have a fight. Tevin can still get a fight.
Yo, are you going to have Monster Peace as a translator for some of the...
She's going to be there and all her sexy cousins. Jason Sosa could get a fight. Anything could happen. So I'm going to invite more people. These are confirmed. These people are confirmed. I still got Willie Nelson. I still am talking to Dominic Brazil, Gerald Washington. You know, I'll be seeing Deontay Wilder on Monday. So we'll get that confirmation. I don't want to start saying he's there until he's actually there. You know, I'm pretty sure he's going to want to wait and see what happens to the fight. Make sure that he doesn't break another hand. Right. But yeah, man, this has been our update. Quick little show on a review of Leo Santa Cruz and Carl Frampton in anticipation for a couple of hours from now. Just a quick reminder that we will be back with an immediate reaction show. The number isn't going to change. It's the same number. So make sure you add us on Skype, all you internationals. Add Nestor Gibbs now because I know that everybody's going to want to talk once that fight goes down. Hopefully it's a great fight and we can have an immediate reaction show that is very, very good, right? The bigger, the better. Make sure you hit the thumbs up now and for the other show. Any final thoughts before I run out of here?
No final thoughts. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA show, Mixed Combat Radio. You can find it on Patreon, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, etc. Enjoy.
Oh, you can find me at BoxingMD1 on Twitter.
And I am Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Gotta go.